1 Peter chapter 5. Therefore, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and as one who also shares in the glory that is about to be revealed, I appeal to the elders among you. Shepherd God's flock that is among you, serving as overseers, not grudgingly, but willingly, as God desires. Not because you are greedy for money, but because you are eager to do it. Do not lord it over those entrusted to your care, but be examples for the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive an unfading crown of glory. Likewise, young men, be submissive to those who are older. And all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under God's powerful hand, so that he may lift you up at the appointed time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Have sound judgment. Be alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him by being firm in the faith. You know that the same kinds of suffering are being laid on your brotherhood all over the world. After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself restore, establish, strengthen, and support you. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. I have written to you briefly, through Silas, whom I consider a faithful brother, to encourage you and to testify that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. She who is in Babylon, who was chosen along with you, greets you. So does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ Jesus.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.